an average below par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
Yeah, so they might look cute or you might think they don't, but these pugs are just like genetically inbred freaks. In the UK, they tested, I think it was 10,000 pugs, and they found they only had the gene pool of about 100 pugs.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby. Welcome to a Wednesday night.
What a night, Tom.
Mate, it's Wacky Wednesday, isn't it?
Look, it's Wacky Wednesday on this show. We'll have some wacky fun, but just first of all, I think you made our producer Belle cry.
I did, didn't I? Why are you crying, producer Belle? What's going on here?
Why? It's fine, I'm fine. You bought me a hot water bottle as a gift and wrote, love you lots, and it's really made me
Yeah, mate, because you do such a good job.
It's really nice of you.
All right,
so
stop
nice,
being
Tom.
Boring on the radio now. Get back to
you
answering the phone.
You got me on.
Get back to answering the phones, Belle.
What did that cost you, Tom?
It was $9 at the supermarket.
Oh, that's beautiful stuff. There you go, Belle. Tom, as you said, Wacky Wednesday, huge show.
I don't think we've ever played the wacky music this far through. What do you live without? I haven't done any of tonight's
Tom,
show.
Lawrence Mooney will be on the show later on talking about, well, Lawrence Mooney and Malcolm Turnbull discussing Barnaby Joyce and the fact that he's selling his story to the media.
Mate, I got a story. Give me 150 grand.
I know, but your story isn't as red-faced and as sexy as Barnaby Joyce's.
Oh, how dare you? I mean, my story's...
No one is there to make a job for you. Nobody actually wants to employ you.
That's your motivational story that you could tell to the world. Deep Thought of the Week as well, Tom, will appear. But first up, can we start the show? I need to be caught up on what the hell Roseanne is, this TV show.
Okay.
And this woman who's got into hot water around tweets.
Yeah, it's Roseanne.
Roseanne, is it?
Yeah, Roseanne.
Because I love the show Rosehaven on ABC with Luke McGregor and Celia Piccola. Yeah. But Roseanne, I'm not across it. Oh. Can you catch me up? I've got no idea who she is and what the vibe is and why her show was brought back in the first place, but now being cut again.
Sure. I don't really know too much, but I'll try. I actually don't know too much, but yeah, I know that it was a TV show and now it's cancelled because she said some pretty harsh stuff.
Well, then don't bother. You've caught me up. That's great. Thank you.
It's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Tom Petty running down a dream.
Absolutely.
Tom Petty indeed.
Bit of Tom Petty tonight on the show. During the song, they're just bitter arguments between Tom and I. It's a good start to the
show. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, God. How are you?
Well, yeah, good. Yeah. How are you?
Petty. I mean, no, answer me properly. Yes, I'm Tom and I'm Petty.
Yes, I'm Tom and I'm Petty.
This is Tom doing the song. I didn't watch Roseanne. I don't know what the show is. I don't know. He's freaking out. Belle, our producer, Belle. Tom's freaking out. He doesn't know the show.
Yeah. I've never watched an episode of Roseanne. I haven't even read this news story today. I've seen it everywhere. Of course, Roseanne. Yeah, she's from a 90s sitcom.
Good.
Never saw an episode.
Good.
But everyone knew about it. And it came back this year. Everyone was excited for the Roseanne reboot that's been flashed across TV screens. But today, yeah, BBC News, a whole bunch of different people are reporting that the show's been axed. After she did a pretty racist tweet today, she said that she apologized. She was defending it as a joke and stuff. But
you sound pretty across it. I mean, that sounds like you know what's going on here.
I just read the sheet that was in front of me. So,
no, you're right, Tom. Yeah. It is in the news. What I was confused about, one is the reboot of the show I've never heard of. But look, I'm not a TV addict, so maybe I just don't know it. But what I don't get is that Roseanne herself is a real person, but she features in this comedy.
It's kind
sitcom.
Of like,
Everyone loves Raymond. Is it
great.
Like Raymond?
Yeah, it's
like
everyone
Raymond.
Everyone loves Raymond.
Yeah.
I was going to do a more obscure reference, which was Life's Too Short, which was a Ricky Gervais show about that actor.
Keep it base, Matt. Keep it base.
Yeah.
I was confused because I was like, so she's a real woman, Roseanne Barr, who's got her own show, and she's got a, John Goodman is
I've
next
got
to
another
her.
One, Seinfeld.
Well, there you go.
It's like Seinfeld.
It's like Seinfeld. But her herself is obviously so loved that she can have her own TV show.
Yeah.
And yet her real persona in real life is so deplorable that she's tweeting this stuff about Obama administration workers.
Yeah. Good.
Sorry, you're freaking out again, eh?
I just don't want
Tom
you
Petty?
To go into the actual tweet.
Oh, well, the tweets are here. I can read them out if you want.
No.
No, the question is, did social media get you fired? Tom, you might recall in Albury, I got a stern phone call from one of our bosses after, what was the directive? The directive was...
Well, we got an official warning for our social media content.
Which was that, though? There's been a few now. Because was that the video?
That's definitely the video.
No, because what I'm talking about is when the station in Albury we were got fired from got rebranded, and we were told, whatever you do, don't go online and talk about the rebranding. About 4 hours later, I somehow was on Facebook, and I did respond to some comments saying, who cares about the rebrand?
You're a numbskull. You're an absolute numbskull.
I got a phone call from the boss as I was driving back to Melbourne, escaping Albury Wodonga, but got out.
Did you say escaping? Because that's pretty...
I was running away.
Yeah, you were.
We don't go to Albury Wodonga on this show.
We don't go to
minor regional towns.
We only go to people that matter.
Exactly right. PTM, that's what I call them. People that matter, and that is, you know, the big cities.
133353, did social media get you fired? Up next, we'll also hear of a lady who took a sick day and went to Greece.
Oh.
Ooh, actually, that's pretty much the whole story.
That's the story.
Yeah.
Look at you. Yeah, you're good at reading details. Stories off sheets, aren't you?
Yeah, it's my job. It's my job. 133353.
You haven't seen Roseanne, the TV show. Everyone just stress less about Tom seeing Roseanne.
133353. Did social media get you fired? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Love rears its ugly head. Living colour. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Thank you to the lady that gave us a call on 133353. Didn't say a name. Didn't say anything, but just wished us a happy show.
But Tom, what she was an Italian lady. So we'll say to her as an Italian lady, thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And this is our favourite song for you.
Why were you pointing at me for?
Yesterday we played Hey Mambo Italiano.
Oh, I don't have that on the button bar still.
Oh, what? I got that made for the show. That wasn't for a one time. Mambo Italiano. Just a good vibe song, Tom. That needs to be on your hotkeys, ready to go ASAP.
Should I get rid of stuff to make it, give it space?
Probably play a bit of Shannon Noel if you ask me. You gotta live. But Tom, we're talking about social media getting you fired, which is what has happened to Roseanne and that long-running TV show.
Not a lot of calls coming through on 133353.
Remember, it's a good thing that you know, people that love this show and listen to us regularly, and thank you, they're not getting fired. You're not getting fired for doing bad things in the workplace on social media.
A lady in Greece has been fired because...
You mean to say a lady?
No.
No?
No, I don't know what I was
Major
saying.
Or minor?
A lady who went to holiday in Greece, one of her colleagues who follows her on Facebook saw that she posted something on Facebook.
She faked being pregnant, Tom. She claimed to be pregnant, but she was actually holidaying over in Greece, having a fun old time. So that's the classic story of, you know, oh, I'm sick. And then this happened to my girlfriend, Sarah, actually, last weekend. We had some wines and she had a sick day on that Friday.
Of course.
And then I posted a photo of her on social media and she was panicking that someone would see it. No one did in the end, so all good.
But now you've just told everyone who works with her. You want me to dump because it's too late?
No, dump it.
Can't.
Please, dump it.
No, I can't.
Oh, she's going to kill me.
133353, give us a call.
Whatever. Crazy John.
No.
Love your calls, John. How are you?
No. I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Ollie?
Yeah, you still crazy?
Oh, yeah, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
How are you, Tom? You look a bit like a pug. Just a bit.
John, just getting to your story.
All that pug chat from yesterday's show. Just,
come on. Get into the story.
What have you done, John? You got fired for social media?
No, not me, mate. My mate, I inadvertently got my mate fired from our job.
Oh.
I work for a courier company, which I won't name. But he was wearing a rubber horse's head as we drove around the city in Melbourne.
Crazy.
Doing our deliveries.
Yeah, shenanigans.
And he was chatting to girls, and I took a photo of him waving at some girls and put it on Facebook.
Yep.
And my boss saw it on Facebook and, the poor fella wasn't there the next day.
Oh. Hang on, just for wearing the horse's head or because of the girls or what?
No, it was just the horse's head. Apparently he'd been wearing the horse's head early in the day, running around the depot at work.
Oh, okay.
Pretend to be a horse, but that all went under the wire. But once I put the photo up of him on Facebook...
I mean, just horsing around.
Wearing his...
Horse's head. Yeah. Crazy John, crazy horse.
I laughed.
Yeah, you laughed and laughed.
I laughed.
We're laughing over here. Yeah. Tom's laughing. Aren't you, Tom?
Such a great story, John.
Better than any story you've had on the show
so
far.
It's the only story we've had.
Boy, you haven't brought anything, so.
No, I haven't.
You gotta live.
Thank you. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What's your story about social media getting you fired?
Oh, well, you should never put anything up about somewhere that you've worked.
Oh, okay. Were you shite canning someone?
Yeah, kind of. It was just supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek cheek joke between two people. And apparently someone sent screenshots to my boss and then, yeah, all over Red Rover.
Screenshots will do it. And so you're out on your ass.
Yeah, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me, so I'm kind of happy.
Oh, good on you. Do you have a new job now, or are you just unemployed and living the dream?
No. I got a job in the same profession with a better employer, and I'm happy, really happy.
Brilliant.
Great. Tom, anything to add?
Nope.
All right, what do you got next time you've got someone to bring to the show? No, Tom, what I do want to say is today you sent me a text, and I appreciate it. What you sent to me was a cry for help, and I hear you.
Yeah.
You sent me a cry for help, and I'm willing to accept that honesty from you, saying you need some assistance. I want to give it to you up next. It pertains to the manly activity of drilling.
Brilliant.
Up next.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Bowie with Ashes to Ashes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. We have questions. We'll ask, what do you live without? We'll also jump in the pondering pond tonight for deep thought of the week.
Yes. Now, Tom, today you sent me a text asking for my help. And, you know, it's good of you because often you're a bit of a know-it-all kind of guy. You said to me, hey, Ollie, I heard you got a drill. What drill did you get?
Yeah, I asked you what drill you got.
And, look,
you said you said a Makita two-piece.
Well, look, mate, I did get the Makita two-piece, lithium iron with battery and, obviously, by the two-piece, I'm referring to the hammer drill and the impact driver. Now, you asked me, obviously, I do know my drills and use it, semi-regularly.
How regularly is semi-regularly?
It's not about me.
And hang on, you did say that I'm going to...
I said I was... Yeah, it doesn't matter what I said.
I'm going to grow into it, you said.
Yeah, well, I imagine I will be getting better and better. I'm already a pretty proficient driller. I mean, I've already nailed, screwed stuff into a pellet.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm on the way.
Yeah.
But you came to me for help as the expert, so let me help you out. Mate, what are you doing? What are you? If you're asking for what kind of drill, let me help you. And even if I'm 133353, any of the drill experts want to give you a hand here, what are you
the
looking,
drillers?
What are you looking to do with your project, Tom? And if I can help you out in any way, I will. What are you looking to do?
What do I want to do with my drill?
You're talking hobby? You're talking hobbies, or are we talking more of a work site scenario?
I would probably say more of a hobby
style
situation.
I thought so.
Got a couple of cabinets that I need putting up.
Cabinets?
Yeah.
What kind of wood are you working with?
Hardwood.
Hardwood?
Yeah.
Look, mate, maybe it is worth you considering what I bought, the Makita two-piece with the impact driver. If you've got a hardwood, you want to get that torque up.
It's $299 though.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I know that's an investment for someone like you who's a bit of a... You know, fairy man around the house and doesn't get too involved
Don't call me a fairy.
As Matthias Korn would say, a girly man, an economic girly man.
Oh, wow.
But if you are using a hardwood, you do maybe want to invest.
Yeah.
And get that torque right up.
Yeah.
And I'm talking T-O-R-Q-U-E. Q-E. Not this radio stuff you do. Give me more info. I mean, you've got a cabinet, you say. Anything else? Yeah. Or is it really just basic hobby stuff that you pretend to do?
Cabinets. I've got a piece of wood I need to put a big hole into.
Okay. What size
hole? Like a Coke can size.
Okay. And is the wood already upright?
Wood's upright sometimes. It's not really upright. It's like a table that I would, it's for the cords. I put a hole in the wood for the cords.
Look, mate, I'm not quite sure where you're going with that. It sounds like, what's the purpose of the hole?
Just personal use.
Okay. Well, look, what I can say is, look, the lithium iron Makita two-piece does have the ability to do that.
I'm confused about where this is going, and if I'm confused, what is everyone else thinking?
I'm just acknowledging that I'm the drill expert of the two of us, if you want my help, I'm happy to help you out.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all this is. But if you've got no projects that are actually on the boil, apart from making a glory...
Whoa! It's just for chords. It's for personal use.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is, how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, you were just telling me how much of a drilling expert you are.
Yeah, mate, got the Makita two-piece hammer drill and impact driver for $300. Not a bad deal. And it's going to be a great investment when I start to take on more and more jobs around the house.
But, hang on, you're saying that you're an expert when it comes to drills?
Oh, yeah, mate. Well, you asked me today, what should I buy? And I'm trying to help you out. So I guess I am the expert. Look, I don't claim to know everything, but I know a fair bit. I know a fair bit.
It sounds like you're claiming that you do know a lot, Ollie. Up next, I've got Daniel, who's a carpenter, who's got a bit of a quiz for you when it comes to drilling.
He's got questions for me. He's unsure about stuff, is he?
That's right, because we have questions.
He wants my help.
And everyone else? No.
I'll help him out.
Let's test your drilling knowledge after new Guns N' Roses. Shadow of Your Love here with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Some nice unreleased Guns N' Roses, Shadow of Your Love, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We asked you to flick it or lick it on that one, and everybody was, of course, licking it. I'll ask you to flick it or lick it on a new Foo Fighters song called The Line off their album Concrete and Gold.
Yeah.
New single, I should say.
Fooies. Mm. I'll give it a lick already.
Oh, that'd be right.
Nom, nom, nom.
Mate, you're licking, you're drilling. What are you doing here? You're saying that you're the drill expert, Ollie, yet you're a radio host. I know you've just got a two-piece Makita drill
Mate,
set.
You know me. I'm a jack of all trades. And yes, I went out to Bunnings.
Like a jack of all trades.
I bought myself a Makita two-piece drill kit, and if you don't know what a two-piece is, mate, it simply refers to having the hammer drill
and impact driver.
You've written those words down clearly, and you're referring to them. I'm not. They're in my head.
They're not
in my notebook.
They're in my head as well.
So obviously the hammer drill is more than a drill. It's got a hammer feature, so it can really bash into stuff.
It really sounds like you know your drills here, Ollie.
Oh, mate, and I do. And the impact driver is for more of a, when you need more impact and you need to drive that screw in.
Okay, let's play a bit of a game here then. I've got Daniel on the phone. Good evening, Daniel.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Yeah, good, mate. You're a carpenter, and you reckon you can give Ollie a bit of a test on his knowledge of drills.
Well, I'm a carpenter by day, roof plumber by night. Just finished a job using the Makita two-piece.
This is a bloody ad for the Makita two-piece. Well, Dan, you're a fellow carpenter like myself. I'm more of a projects hobby kind of guy, but it's important to invest in the best, I say. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, and you have chosen the best by picking Makita.
Yep.
There we go. Send that to Makita. Hopefully we can get some free drills.
Also,
Producer Bell.
Yeah. Like Bosch tools are pretty involved in this station.
Whoa. We're all about Makita on this very show.
Okay.
All about Makita.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've bought yourself the rookie set at $300 a piece right there.
Not at all, mate. Just a good deal.
No, I'm. Are your drills brushless?
Absolutely brushless. Not a brush on the... Look, Daniel, can I just be humble for a second and ask you, what is a brushless? What is a brushless thing? What is that?
It's the brushes inside the motor of the drill, which need to be maintained.
Yep.
If they're brushed,
okay,
they need to be replaced and oiled. And if they're brushless,
yeah,
it means for a much more expensive drill, probably around the $650 mark for a two-piece.
Okay, yeah, I think mine's got brushes.
Not the beginner set.
Yeah, I got brushes on mine, I think. Not brushes.
Yeah.
No, it's not that you've got brushes, it's that they need to be brushed.
Okay.
Well, it's not that other drills have brushes in them.
The point is, it is a two-speed, Daniel, so take that.
Well, look, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
My call is a little bit in, this isn't the point I'd like to address. Obviously, you're talking about torque and whatnot, which has nothing to do with drills whatsoever. But I'd like to touch on a more serious matter.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely stoked about the show Roseanne being cancelled.
Well, there you go. That took a turn.
Yeah.
But honestly,
my mother on the roof before, as a huge avid fan as she is, just to let her know that it's been cancelled.
Well, Dan, you are here as a carpenter, so I've got to keep you on track here. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not the expert. Maybe you worked it out. Well done to everyone who can work out. I'm not an expert. So why does my drill have a torque rating from 0 or 1 to 21? What's with that?
That's the speed of how fast the drill will spin.
And the faster the better, yeah?
Depending on the job, but in your case, I sound like
correct.
The faster the better.
Yep, correct, Dan. That's the right answer.
Nice,
it depends,
Dan,
on the job. So, Tom, for you with a hobby set,
making
a cubby house for the kids or maybe a sand pit.
I just want to drill a hole in something. It's for the cables. It's personal use.
Stop going down the Hume Highway, mate, and making truck stops every hour.
Up next, what do you live without? That's the question we'll be asking. Tom and Ollie on Triple M, we have questions. Boom ba da ba doo ba doo ba da ba doo boo ba da ba doo ba doo ba doo ba doo boo boo boo. It's Wacky Wednesday. Tom and Ollie here on Triple M Ragdoll. Aerosmith.
Sure is.
Oh, Wacky Wednesday means the deep thought of the week isn't far away. But we have questions. That's what we do on this show.
Tom, I want to ask this question. What did you live without? It's on Facebook right now. Tom and Ollie, get involved in the socials. What did you live without? Already got a a comment from a crazy chap saying that he or Jono lives without sex. So, on your Jono.
Declan's already messaging saying he lived without a phone for a month and that he loves the show. So
the reason I asked this is because last night...
Crowbar that in.
He loves the show. If you love the show, let us know. I asked this question because last night I watched a show on ABC iView called Back in Time...
What are you, 60? Nah, Ivy's doing some good stuff, getting the young tuckers in. Yeah, it is. The Australian Broadcast.
This is an old school show. It's called Back in Time for Dinner, and it's a great play on words.
Okay.
Back in Time for Dinner, it's a reality show on the ABC where they take one family and they convert their home to go back in time to the 1950s, and they literally live as if they're in that era. And man, it just had me chuckling.
Mate, it was literally premiered last night on ABC.
Yeah, I got home late, obviously, from working hard, like the big dog I am, and I watched it on iView.
Not working hard.
And I've got a bit of audio, actually, which sums up the kind of stuff that happened on the show. So let's have a listen.
Does anyone notice anything missing?
What?
The TV.
TV.
Oh, my goodness.
There's no TV.
There's no TV in here.
There's not one at all.
There's an ice box instead of a fridge.
You guys haven't got a fridge yet because it's 1950.
Big solid block of ice.
And that gets delivered twice a week by the ice man.
Are you sure that's not an ABC Me program? Like, are you watching this program for two-year-olds?
Bloody brilliant. I was laughing away. This is the Ferrones family. That's their surname. They're a modern Sydney family in the suburbs. And it's just good value. The dad's a really nice old man. He has to ride his push bike to work.
Aren't the days gone where we're so shocked about not having a TV?
Yeah,
like, isn't that a bit more like early 2000s, mate, where it's like, we don't have a TV? It's like, now, surely you go, yeah, obviously I'm not going to have a TV.
Well, no.
It's the 1950s.
Because, I mean, Netflix and these things are so huge, people love their screens, and it's even more relevant now than it was.
No, see, that's why I'm saying, get rid of the TV. Who cares about the TV? But you get rid of me phone or me iPad, well, that's where I'm going psycho.
This is why you heard those little kids. There was a young girl who's like 10 years old, and she's hilarious. She's freaking out.
No TV.
Yeah, she's got it. No screens, no phones. But the dad rides to work in a suit, which is just hilarious to watch. Very and he's good. Going, it's not very comfortable. It's pretty sweaty in the suit.
Lots of people ride to work, though, and just have a shower at work and chuck their suit on. You know what I mean? Lots of desk jobs do that.
Mate, the visual of a guy riding a bike in a suit.
Not 1950.
It's brilliant. Right.
Well, they made him do it.
Anyway, they did. And the mum is back to typical housewife stuff. And this is the crazy stat. A typical 50s housewife did 15 times the amount of housework that Aussies do today. So they reckon they did about 7 hours a day of housework.
That's insane.
Because if you think about it, and this blew my mind. I was watching the show going, oh, my God. The mum had to get up.
Such a millennial.
I know. I really did feel stupid.
You're such a millennial.
But the mum has to get up before everyone's up to make him breakfast, like, so it's ready for the father to go to work, take the kids to school.
Have some cornflakes.
Come home, do the washing up, the dishes. You know, there's no washing machine, obviously, or dishwasher. She has to then do the hand wash laundry. So, scrubbing. But the thing that shocked me the most.
Sorry, I just want to let you know that most of our audience is not shocked by this.
Oh, but it's a callback for them. I mean, their minds are being cast back to a darker time.
Yeah,
so
they're going, oh, Ollie's an idiot.
Yeah, look, I'm owning it. I'm totally a noob with this stuff. But I literally put my hands to my face in a shocked emotion when I read that back in the day, there was no fridge. So the only food you had was the fresh food that the mum had made, which means there's nothing lying around the house except leftovers, which meant there was no snacking. There was never anything to snack on in the house because you can't refrigerate it. You've got to go to the shop to buy any meats or vegetables. They'll go off otherwise.
Man, get a packet of shapes in you.
Can you imagine a world with no snacking? What would you do?
You're turning around to our producer, Belle, freaking out.
It was insane. Mate, you love a snack. You're a snacker.
133353. What do you live without? Have you chosen to live without something?
Imagine coming home from school and saying to mum, what can I eat? And she goes, wait for another 3 hours till dinner's ready.
No, I was a sicko. I used to have white rice and tomato sauce for a snack.
Oh. Was that in the 70s, was it?
No, it was in the 90s.
Oh.
I was a weirdo. 133353. What do you live without? Is it a phone? Is it a toaster?
My uncle's sans microwave. Oh. That means without microwave.
133353, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
French.
Whole Malibu, Triple M's Tom and Ollie, Lawrence Mooney not far away with the Prime Minister, Big Mal Malcolm Turnbull. You with Tom and Ollie, we have questions. That's what we do on a Wednesday night. It's wacky. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What do you live without? What do you not have in your life that most people do? I asked because last night I was loving the new show on the ABC called Back in Time for Dinner. And it's a great play on words, obviously. Back in time. Time for dinner.
Yeah.
This family, it's one family, they live like they are in the 50s. Their whole house is converted by the TV show to be a 50s house. So this open plan living space they used to have is cut into like three tiny pokey rooms of a dinner table room. The kitchen's got a huge bench that's just cuts all the space away. And it's all got all the wall decoratives that you would in the 50s. Ducks flying on the wall, like ceramic ducks. But there were so many great moments, and I love the 10-year-old daughter who is quite sweet and has huge reactions to like, oh my God, there's no TV.
Well, this is my favorite part when they're at dinner.
Well, this is great. So the mum has to make a meal of tripe, cabbage, lard. There's no butter in the 50s, which means if you don't have dry bread, you've got to put lard on your butter. So she's made lard on your bread. She's made this horrible meal that she knows is pretty basic, and she's trying her best as a housewife does. And the reaction from the daughter is amazing.
Good. Come here. Come to mum. Come on. Now she's going to make me cry. Come here. Oh. Look at mummy. How about, I know. It's really hard and it's really quite disgusting. How about...
I can't chew it.
You can't chew it.
The dad goes, if you don't like it, just mix it with some bacon, because apparently there's bacon there.
That is a minor. But what I love is, you might think, what a brat, but I think what was really cute was, the daughter was crying because she felt bad. She felt bad that she wasn't eating her mum's meal. So she felt like she was being a bad daughter, and that's why the mum was being quite sympathetic, because she wants to be a nice daughter, but she can't stomach the horrible food.
133353, what do you live without? Hey, Emma.
Oh, hey there.
Hey there. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm not quite as scary as the family that you're talking about, but I don't have a TV either.
Oh, you madman.
No way.
You mad woman.
You got a laptop?
I do. So it's sort of cheating, I suppose, in that way. But I haven't had a TV for, I think, either 14 or 15 years now.
Yeah, it's not a thing anymore, is it? Like, who cares?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
You don't need a telly.
But
I think a lot of my students used to say, oh my God, how do you live? And it's like, well, there's so many more exciting things to do than that.
Yeah, like go on the iPad.
iView, on the laptop.
Yeah,
catch up on your phone if you want to.
Yeah. Arthur on 133353. What do you live without, Arthur?
Well, I didn't. There you are. I'm going to give you a serve.
Oh, no.
Oh, there we go. Hang on. How old are you, Arthur?
80 next month.
Oh, no. Come on, mate.
So it says here you were born in 1938, Arthur. So when I start banging on about the 50s, you're going, they were the best years of my life. I was 30.
Well, well, technically, all right. Okay. 20. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. There was butter.
Okay. There was butter. Bread
and dripping was in the 40s. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. Bread and dripping.
Bread and dripping was in the 40s.
Dark times, Arthur?
We had butter. No.
Okay. Good times.
No, not dark times. No, we had, look, of course your mother made tripe and onions and it stank the place out. Of course we did like that.
Of course.
We had, and snacks, all right.
Yeah.
Bread and butter and jam. Fruit. Broken biscuits.
Broken biscuits.
We could go on. I'm serious.
Why not just normal biscuits?
Now listen to this.
We could go
to one of the shops when they sold everything type of thing, like a 7-Eleven store these days type
convenience
thing.
Stores.
A milk bar.
Yeah. Confectionery shops, they were called.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd have biscuits. You could buy broken biscuits. Serious.
Why wouldn't you just buy them whole? Who's breaking these biscuits?
Well, someone's broken biscuits, right? So, like anything else, because they weren't packets like you are now, right?
Yeah, okay.
So you could buy broken biscuits.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And in the 50s, you talk to anybody my age, we did not go without. Who cared about TV?
Yeah.
We had a wireless. Yeah. I can tell you now truthfully
Bluetooth.
That I'd have the wireless on in the early hours of the morning, listen to test matches come over from England.
Wireless isn't like the Wi-Fi.
Like Spotify.
Yeah, they'd have a station called 3DB in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Aeon.
And they would do the Ashes from England.
Yeah.
And you'd get it like every say, and they'd give you a thing. Like about half an hour later, they'd say, so-and-so's.
Come on, mate. You're rabbiting on a little bit
now. Tell us the 50s were no good. Just admit it.
The 50s were great.
Yeah.
I'm 80. Now, listen, if I'm 80 next month, they must have been good.
Yeah.
You got an iPhone, Arthur?
Have I got an iPad yet?
Yes, good. Yes.
I've got a PC.
That was the question.
Yeah, I've got an iPad and I've got a PC. I've got, and I've got Foxtel.
You're bragging now? I haven't got Foxtel. No, look who's a bloody tech-savvy, tech-addicted man over here.
Thanks, Arthur. Have a good night, mate.
Okay, nice talking to you, Blacks. Yeah, bye.
No, all right, see you, mate.
Pleasure,
see
Arthur.
God, so good. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, it's Wacky Wednesday. Hope it's good for you. We will jump into the pondering pond for
Deep Thought of the Week
up next. But we do also have Lawrence Mooney to come as well. The big Mal, the big president. President of Australia.
No, say the correct term.
Prime Minister.
There you go. I just thought you didn't know it legit for a second there. I was worried
about it.
Bye now. Yeah, he's going to report his thoughts on the Barnaby Joyce affair, which the saga continues.
I've got a story. Give me I said it already.
You've done that gag. So let's get to some deep thoughts, shall we?
Can we?
Please.
Yes. How about after this, though?
Mm.
Not that I need time to jump on a Reddit and look and shower thoughts, but, you know. By the way, I heard another radio station
call now
doing
thing?
Shower stuff.
Cheating.
That's fine. 133353, do you have a deep thought of the week? Get involved. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Gangajang. Sounds of them. Then. That was then with an N. Ooh, Jesus.
Not your night. Not your night, is it?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. Lawrence Mooney not far away. I reckon it's time, though, that we just do it. We take off all our clothes. Let's get naked. Let's jump in there.
Deep thought of the week.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, if you've never joined us before. First of all, get naked. It's rule number one. Second rule is everyone's thought matters.
Nice rule.
Third rule is no hooking up in the Pondering Pond.
No,
we know that one.
No hookups. No darting eyes.
No lingering eyes. Eyes are fine.
I don't want to be checked out like blatantly. I'm sick of it. I've told you I'm sick of it.
I get used to it. Cruising ain't going anywhere.
It's very cold in some parts of Australia for getting naked. Can I just say that? So you're asking a lot here.
As I've always said, the Pondering Pond is tepid. 133353 to join us in the Pondering Pond. It's pretty simple. Have you got a deep thought of the week?
Well, Tom, this is your stage, your space,
yep,
your bath.
I do with it what I will.
Why don't you start off? I've got one from Facebook from Simon.
Oh, yeah.
But you should initiate, as it is your pond.
Mm.
Do you have anything?
Shh, 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 shh.
You've got nothing, do you?
Shh, 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 shh. What's that?
A pen. Mate, you're not saying anything, so I've got to use the pen.
It's fine, there's music. How about this one, Ollie? It'd make more sense if the number 3 had the value of the number 4, because 3 looks like the half of 8.
Deep thought of the week.
It's one of my best. One of my best.
One of your best from Reddit. Shower thoughts. Simon on Facebook getting involved. Good on you, Simon. I'm sure he's naked when he wrote this.
Definitely.
He said, and he's actually sent it in a few times now.
Definitely.
He said, given they provide a usually irresistible distraction, do hot chicks or dudes see more accidents and mishaps than the average person?
Deep thought of the week.
I reckon they would. I reckon if you were hot, you'd see a lot of people getting nervous. A bit jittery, a bit shaky. Shaky tea into the saucer.
I have said this one before, but...
You've really dialed it back, haven't you, Tommy?
I just did a big browse of shower thoughts on Reddit. It's not a lot.
Use your own brain. Have you got a brain? I got my own one here.
Okay.
In the absence of yours, before we go to the calls on 133353.
I've got a good one.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Look, it's not mine. A friend of mine asked me to suggest this one. It's good.
Okay.
Do dogs
yeah.
get sore necks from looking up at their humans? Craning their necks. Hello, hello.
Deep thought of the week.
Obviously, you're the small dog in this partnership. I'm a big dog.
Sorry, just adjusting my microphone.
Very noisy.
133353 to get involved in the pondering pond. Call now. Ollie, you say, now this is a bit of a content warning for those that are easily offended.
Just get to something.
You say jizz every time you say oranges.
Deep thought of the week.
Oranges. I love oranges.
Yeah. 133353.
I love oranges. No, I was going to say juice, but oranges juice doesn't work. You get the idea.
Oranges. 133353.
This is the lowest bar that Deep Thought's ever had.
No. Get involved in the Pondering Pond. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Bittersweet Symphony, The Verve, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Lawrence Mooney not far away with the Prime Minister. And we'll ask you to flick it or lick it with a brand new Foo Fighters song. But calm down, everyone. It's Wacky Wednesday, which means we jump into the Pondering Pond.
Deep thought of the week.
Sorry for the camp introduction.
I've had a thought. I'm going to make a musical about it. Nah, you're right, mate.
Jeez, imagine Deep Thought of the Week, the musical. It would be mind-blowing.
Deep thought of the week.
Ooh. Our current list of phone calls are dropping like flies.
Lots of blokes getting involved. A lot of blokes out there having deep thoughts, and that's what we want to see on a Wednesday.
Mate, it's a men-only pond.
It is hard. I have been to baths before and wished that it was more of a communal unisex, but often they are separated. It's a shame.
It's not a shame.
It's a real shame.
That's good.
No, we should all be able to bathe like it's, you know, ancient Japan or Greece, naked, as one, men, women, and the rest.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, Nick, on 133353.
How are you?
Relaxed.
Good, Nick. Good. I said good, Nick, not good, Nick.
No worries.
You naked?
Just, would you like me to be? I guess it's pondering, isn't it?
That's rule number one.
It's definitely rule number one in the Pondering Pond, Nick, but what's your deep thought? Because I'm guessing you are naked.
So, our fingers have fingertips, but our toes don't have toe tips. Yeah. Yet, we can tiptoe, but not tip finger.
I've had it before, but it's
deep,
very good.
Deep thought of the week.
No thought unturned.
No thought is a wrong thought, but there are repeat thoughts.
Definitely repetitive thoughts.
Repeat offender.
There's new people every night, Ollie.
That's true.
There's new people right now. G'day. There's new people right now. G'day.
They're freaked out now. They're going,
welcome to the Pondering Pond.
What is this radio show?
Oh, someone else has just tuned in right now.
It's Tom G'day. And Ollie. It's Tom and Ollie. Tom's very camp and silly, and Ollie's the brain trust.
How dare you? Michael, welcome to the Pondering Pond.
Hi, guys. It worries me. I work in construction.
Okay.
And we're building apartments.
Yes.
But they're all so close together.
Mm.
They used to be called flats, but they're a high rise. How does that work?
Like flats or high rise, isn't it? Like, which one is it?
Well, they call them flats, but they're a high rise. How can they be flat?
Why are they called a flat? Yeah.
How can they be an apartment when they're next to the apartment next door?
Because they're not apart. They should be togetherments.
Togetherments.
Hmm.
And they're called. Joinments. Aren't they called a flat because it's only one level?
What?
But there's three levels of flats.
Of the week.
Some flats have multi levels, Tom.
Because there's one flat on top of another flat.
No, it's because they come flat packed.
No, it's not.
Like IKEA. Can I also add, why do you know a building should be called a built?
Nah, that's had that. But no, I won't refuse it.
No.
We don't refuse any deep
I've
thoughts.
I've had that.
133353. How dare you. Patrick.
Evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Naked Patrick?
From the top up.
Okay. What are you a bit shy about the downstairs region? Or?
Oh, when you've got two little girls running around the house, they don't particularly need to see.
Definitely be clothed. Yeah. Definitely put your clothes on.
Poking eye out.
Patrick, what's your deep thought?
How is it possible we as people can travel across infinite distance when you can divide the distance between any two points an infinite number of times?
Just repeat that for me, please.
Yeah, me too.
Just repeat it.
How as people can we travel across a distance, an infinite distance, if any distance between two points is infinitesimally divisible?
Very mathematical.
Deep thought of the week.
Good on you, Patrick.
And I got just a Facebook from Dan Beck. He said, if we're all God's children, what makes Jesus so special?
Deep thought of the week.
New listener now, welcome.
Why is it that we...
No, not you, Nick. I'm saying that there's a new listener now, and I'm saying welcome to the new listener, because there's new people every time. Good evening, Nick.
Good evening. Why is it that we ship things when we ship things on the sea? It's called cargo. And yet, when we travel things by land, it's called a shipment.
Deep thought of the week.
That's good, Nick. Is that your own thought? Is that your own thought?
One of many. I've been pondering for a long time.
Mate, you need to give Tom some written material for this segment, because he has nothing usually.
How dare you? 133353. We've got more Pondering Pond, I reckon, to go with Deep Thought of the Week.
Man, Nick's got more.
They're flooding in. Hit us up on the phones or on the socials at Tom and Ollie. 133353. It's Deep Thought of the Week. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. Oh, so good. The Rolling Stones paint it black. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Love that as a casual motif in Westworld, that HBO series that we're getting through series two. Oh, it's big. Shogun World.
You were just playing the alternate version of that song. Give us a listen to Paint It Black, redone by the Westworld musical team. That's pretty cool.
I think I put it at a bad part.
No,
I know. Here you go.
Good. This is a very, very wacky Wednesday.
So good.
Well, there you go. Reminds me of the Kill Bill soundtrack. How good was that Kill Bill soundtrack?
Oh, so good.
I got it on vinyl, so yes, I DJ. I've got it on vinyl.
Welcome to Wacky Wednesday. It is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions, and on a Wacky Wednesday, we like to jump in the pondering pond for...
Deep thought of the week.
Just one more. Any more coming through on the socials, Ollie?
No more on the socials, but just a bit of love for your original one that was every time you say oranges, you do say jizz.
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 That last part of that word, jizz. A bit of love for that one there, Tom. So well done on that original thought of yours.
If you've just joined us, g'day. G'day.
Why do we do this, Tom? Why do we do this every Wednesday?
For deep thoughts. If you've got a deep thought, 133353. And I love that producer Belle isn't doing her job, as our only caller has dropped off the line and she hasn't noticed that. So as we pad.
What is Belle doing? Are you having a bad day, Belle? Like, why are you being so S-H-I-T?
You know, we could have moved.
We can't just tune out on air. Like,
we could have moved on, but instead we started the Pondering Pond back up. All for Tom. Hey, Tom.
We need to get Belle mentor.
Whoa, chill out, Tom.
You what?
Yeah.
I said chill out because it's the Pondering Pond, man.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. That's
Is it
better.
Your first time hearing this, Tom?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, so what the deal is you do give a deep thought, but it's got to be in a tone, in a timbre of relaxation.
In a timbre of relaxation?
That's right, sir. Go ahead.
What's your deep thought, Tom?
My deep thought is, if you catch an electric fence on purpose or walk up to, you know, something you know has got electricity in it, is it still a shock? Do you still get a shock?
Deep thought of the week.
You'd get a jolt, wouldn't you, but not a shock.
Grab yourself a protein ball, Tom. I like that one. David.
Yeah, guys, how are you?
Whoa, David, chill out, bro. It's the Pondering Pond.
Sorry.
Are you naked, David?
Okay. If the human race becomes extinct, who will the ghosts haunt?
Bell, just put that one through.
Deep thought of the week.
That's good. It's good from David.
Leave the slippers behind. Don't steal them.
The ghost will hopefully haunt Bell as she packs up her desk for not focusing on the job at hand.
Jim, what's your deep thought?
I'm just wondering, with the Queen living as long as she is, if she makes it to 100, who sends her the telegram?
Good.
Deep thought of the week.
She could write herself a note, couldn't she?
She could, but it wouldn't be the same. It's like buying yourself a birthday card, isn't it?
Yeah. But there are sad folks out there doing that.
I've done it.
Oh, Tom.
That's fine. I got bullied as a kid.
Your 27th birthday. Oh, I've got one more with Clayton if you want it, Tom. There you go. We'll go one more. Sneak one in. Clayton, you've snuck in at the last minute, and it looks like you're naked. Well done.
Yeah. Fully.
Impressive.
My ponder is, if you throw a pen out of a car window, is it still stationary?
Deep
nice one.
You can use that in a few weeks.
Well, you're still here. I've just played the...
Why'd you play the end of the thing,
I just
Tom?
Played the thing.
Did you stuff it up?
No. He just kept talking and I...
Now we're stuck in limbo land.
I haven't stuffed anything up. I mean, if I'd stuff something up, it'd be like if I played the bit that I usually play and then go into the ad break. But I've just played the bit. And Ollie
on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Now, Tom, if you've ever wondered why they say sleepless in Seattle, it's probably because the Foo Fighters are from Seattle and they've been rocking out with their huge guitars and amplifiers for the last bloody 20 or so years now. Yeah. And I, of course, refer to the Foo Fighters right now because we are doing this thing here.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
That's right, Concrete and Gold, the album came out last year. Which was a massive release for those guys and, you know, brought out more just hard rock tunes from the dudes.
When was your massive release?
I've got more to come. I've got a lot of massive... but the track is called The Line and was released, obviously, as I said, on that album. Dave Grohl says the line refers to... a search for hope in this day and age where you feel as if you're fighting for your life with every passing moment and everything is on the line. So
cute.
13353, we'll play it out now and you call us and tell us whether you think we should flick it or lick it.
This is it.
Or...
Good. Great.
Good flick?
Yep.
Don't do that.
Nah. This is The Line. Foo Fighters. Flick it or lick it. Tom and Ollie. Triple M. Foo Fighters. The Line. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Lawrence Mooney not far away.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
There we go. Yeah, baby. One of the first times we played that track on this station. It is The Line, as Tom said, from Concrete and Gold, Foo Fighters.
13353, what did you think about it? Do you want to give it a flick or a lick?
Well, I mean, we already know that, you know, Triple M loves the Foo Fighters, but here's a stat for you before we go to the calls on 13353.
You mean the call?
Over the course of the band's career, four of its albums have won Grammy Awards for Best Rock Album.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good record. Pretty good record. Am I right? And they've also sold 12 million copies in the US alone.
What?
As of 2015. Get a more up-to-date stat. Come on.
How many copies have you sold?
Mate, a lot. Yeah, I've got a lot of copies of me out
there.
Because
you're a pirate. You copy things and you sell them.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
All right, 13353, get involved, flick it or lick it for the brand new song, The Line, Foo Fighters. New song in the sense that we're playing it now. Hey, Tabitha.
Hi, how are you boys?
Oh, we're good, Matt. We're just rocking out after that Fooey's track, The Line. Yeah. Flick it or
lick
it.
Well, you'd want to be. I'm going lick it and I'll just give you the hot tip. I'd lick anything Dave Grohl threw at me.
Brilliant.
Tabitha or Tablicka, am I right?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a licker.
Should have said Tablicka, doesn't sound great. But what is it about Dave Grohl that gets you?
Oh, come on. Well, it's not about him.
Yeah,
have a look at him.
I know you're saying, yeah, it's that swagger, it's that charm.
More like Dave
Grohl. He's a bit of a rock god.
Yeah, more like Dave Growl. Because, girl.
Get a lick.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Nice. Yeah. All right, let's cross over to our producer, Belle, find out what the phones thought. Belle.
Give it a lick over here.
What's the percentage of phone calls for Flick It or Lick It?
It's an unexpected 100% Lick It.
Oh, what?
Not one negative call.
That's insane. 100%, Ollie.
There you go,
all
Dave.
The calls.
Oh, mate, I can't believe it.
I can
believe it.
Well, since when does anything get an 100% approval rating on the radio? That's just insane stats. Hey, up next.
Even Pino Clean can't promise that.
No, they're 99.9% of germs. Yeah. Ollie, up next.
Double play.
Yeah, we're going to double play, but let's get Lawrence Mooney in here and the Prime Minister of our country,
Mal. Great. I want to question him about his thoughts on Barnaby Joyce's latest cash grab. What are you going to ask him?
Probably something to do with...
Don't say it.
Yeah, no, I won't. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. It's Slide, Goo Goo Dolls, before that Psycho Killer, Talking Heads. You're on Triple M with Tom and Ollie, the number one development show. After 9 o'clock, we're going to get nurses to tell all.
Tom, it's a real pleasure now to look bring you some topical news of the day, and I'm talking about Barnaby Joyce, but also to have a chat to a man in the know when it comes to politics. I'm talking about big Malcolm Turnbull and his sidekick Lawrence Mooney, both here today. G'day, guys.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for inviting me in, Tom and Ollie. And it's nice to have the Moon Man here. He drives me around and he has facilitated my appearances on the Triple M network right throughout Australia. Good on you.
Good on you.
Moon Man.
Well, it's a pleasure to have both of you here. You're both very handsome.
Moon Man. Moon Man. I sometimes forget whether it's two words or one word. It's one word.
It's one word. Word. Well, let's get the big stuff here.
Moon Man. Good on you. Like Specsavers. Is it Specsavers or Specsavers?
That's a good one. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
It's a good question.
I'm gonna plow ahead with the topical stuff just because.
Or glory hole. Is glory hole two words or one?
What a shame.
A glory hole. I think glory hole. I'm in a glory hole. I think one word. I think one word, Tom.
Yeah, okay, good. I can never...
Glory hole. But unless, of course, your name's Glory or Gloria.
Gloria.
And your surname is Hole.
Well,
Mr. and Mrs. Hole have called their baby daughter Gloria. Gloria Hole.
Last night on the show, Tom was confused. He thought that Van Morrison wrote a song about glory holes when he was spelling it out. But I had to explain. No, it's Gloria. Gloria.
Right.
Van wasn't into those kinds of things.
Okay. No.
From the dark side of the street to the light side of the road. Maybe that's a story about a glory hole. From the dark side of the street to the light side of the road. Now, you were putting something, as one of the great comedians in Australia, Don Tran, said.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with Don's work?
Never. Absolutely not.
I'm going to quote and maybe paraphrase some of Don's great work. He's a very funny comedian.
Yeah, okay.
He said he's in trouble with the police because apparently you can't christen a child the same way you christen a ship.
Oh. Pour some water on
joke,
it.
Isn't it?
No. Pour some water on it.
Smash a bottle of champagne on it.
I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that's it.
I didn't know that.
Well, if you've never heard of Don Tran, look him up. And his glory hole joke is...
Oh, my God.
If you know nothing about glory holes,
yeah, okay,
don't look into it.
That's good. Copyright Don Tran.
Tran.
Now, Malcolm...
So I just want to say, as Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull, my favourite stand-up comedian, is Don Tran.
Okay. Can I ask you one question about politics? Barnaby Joyce accepting payment for his extramarital affair story.
Oh, God.
What are your thoughts on him taking that payment? Is it against your parliamentary expectations?
Well, Barnaby's a low rat dog. And really and truly, he's thrown his partner, his lover, Vicky Campion, under the bus again, saying that it was her idea to take the $150,000. First of all, he actually... entered into some dispute over the paternity of his child. I mean, he is quite an act, isn't he? The rotten bonce.
The rotten bonce.
The cranial disfigurement that is Barnaby Joyce, the beetrooter.
He's not as handsome as you or Lawrence.
No. And, yeah, you're quite right there, Prime Minister. I like it when he gets fired up, don't you?
Yeah.
You go, Big Mal.
Go,
Mal. Good on you. Thank you. Thank you, Moon. Moon Man. Glory Hole.
So what's Barnaby's future? I mean, if he's in the back bench, is he going to stick around?
You know, you've got to feel sorry for Barnaby because he did take a little bit of a haircut when he lost the leadership of the Liberal, the National Party.
Yes.
But I hope that maybe the interview might be quite an far-reaching and incisive political interview. When you look at the track record of Sunday on the Seven Network, they really do ask the hard questions. Do you remember last Sunday they had Jackie Lambie on? She ended up at an adult toys party.
Yes, and she was
all sorts of polymers and rubbers, whirring, gyrating, vibrating, pulsating phalluses.
Well, you watched.
I mean, they
thing.
Really take their politics quite seriously, don't they?
Sounds like my Friday night.
Expected Koshy to come out in a G-string with shaving cream on his nipples, or Mel Doyle to have a feather boa just with money sticking out of her undies. I mean,
but it was
come
just,
on,
it was just Jackie twerking on a
just Jackie
on a tank,
twerking
on a tank
like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, in her camo.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
Hopefully we can learn from Barnaby and the story.
I'd like to see Barnaby twerk. I'd like to see him on the pole. Pole dancing Barnaby. That's how you should earn some money, you rancid bonce. I like saying rancid bonce.
Yeah, it's really
your, or is it two words? Is it rancid bonce or rancid bonce? I think it's two.
Rancid bonce. I'd say two words. Well, Malcolm, thank you so much. And what's news in Lawrence Mooney's life over there, Lawrence?
Yeah, how's Brisbane going? Brisbane breakfast.
Excuse me, Mr. Prime Minister. Not at all. Go for it. Go for it, Moonman. I am doing a Brisbane breakfast, the big breakfast on Triple M with Marto, Robin and the Moonman.
Still
yes,
going.
I'm referring to myself in the third person.
Still going.
It's still going. Coming. We are rating our tits on.
We'll leave it there. Thank
get
you.
Apart. Get into it. Good on you. Get into it.
Oh, thanks, gents.
Like, get into it like I get into my car. Just climb into it.
The C1.
Bye. See you guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Thanks, gents.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I touch myself. Divinals. Naughty After Nine, not far away. Nurses tell all. So good having Lawrence Mooney in here and the Prime Minister. Jeez, is a whirlwind. He just comes in, he just destroys the radio and leaves. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, and you bring up glory holes, classic. You know, give it 5 minutes for the convo with Tom and you'll get there eventually.
Oh, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. That's great. Ollie, you asked before, what do you live without?
Yes, that was the question about 7:30. And look now, Tom, it's on Facebook as well. Lots of comments coming through. Mm. Got to say, the question, what do you live without? You know, people saying, microwave, I haven't got one.
My favourite is
coffee.
Quality broadband in the Dandenongs. 3 megabyte download and 1 megabit upload speed.
Yeah, my point is, I think it's the kind of question you ask, then you go, you know what, who cares?
Yeah,
like correct. If someone said to you in the street, I don't drink coffee, you'd be like, good on ya.
Cool, I'll mark that down.
So thanks for your involvement.
On this sheet of paper that has a title of things I don't give a shit about.
That's it. So I'm sorry for asking it, but it's still, it was good for a chat.
How about this, though? My boyfriend, he's from America, right, Seth?
Trumpy.
What are you,
Trump boy. Donald.
Don't
be rude.
Trump supporter.
Trump stuff.
It's fine. Look, we accept him in the same way that he wouldn't accept us. So good on him.
Don't you dare. He's a nice boy. Anyway, he's from the US. And you know what's insane? But he was surprised when I used the kettle the other day.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah. Have you not heard this? People in the US don't have kettles.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
You need to shut up. No, don't shut up. Keep telling me. So that's weird.
He's like,
they don't have kettles?
My housemate asked him to put the kettle on the other night for a cup of tea. He's like, what's the kettle? Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, it's the kettle. Like, that's how you boil water. He's like, really?
Mate,
that's weird.
I'm telling you, Trump supporters are just thick people.
People in the US microwave their water to boil it.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Or they put it in a saucepan on a stove.
And he's from like Colorado. It's like a normal part of America. Yeah, it's like in the middle.
Yeah.
They're not like stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
Well, they sound stupid. They're microwaving their water.
Isn't it actually insane?
Is there like a boil water feature on American microwaves?
Nah, that's just microwave it until it's hot enough.
That is weird.
Yeah.
If you're an American, can you call up and explain to us why you don't have kettles, you stupid people?
Or if you grew up without a kettle because you were, born in America, 133353, it's mind-blowing. I couldn't believe it.
If you were Bruce Springsteen.
He said,
Born in the USA.
Yeah, well, exactly. But he said, when I grew up, I probably saw one kettle in my life. And now apparently everyone in Australia has one.
Did he have any friends? Sounds like it. Sounds like he didn't.
Yeah.
That's why God loves cowboys.
American country music was his friend.
It's his favorite song.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.